Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
This is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast with Richard Deitch. Multiple times a week, our podcast will get you interviews with the most notable names in sports media, from broadcasters to dealmakers to people doing great work behind the scenes. Here's Hubie Brown.
Anytime that you win an award, it's not just because of the announcer and the analyst. It's always because of the production team.
That's the Sports Media Podcast with Richard Deitch. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, rock and rolling on this Friday. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Always love talking to my next guest, the former head coach of Georgia Tech and Memphis. That is Josh Pastner, kind enough to join us right now on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, always great to see you. Thanks so much for doing this, and how you been?
I've been doing great. Thanks for having me. I've enjoyed this year doing television and being part of the media and not coaching in a sense. But I do miss coaching, but I've loved being part of the media and doing television. I've had a blast this year. It's been fun and been able to watch a lot of great basketball along the way.
You know what it's like to have success. You know what it's like, obviously, naturally in coaching to not win these games. Arizona, everyone thought, and we know how close that school is to your heart, that they were going to get the job done last night. When you take a look at it the next day, what stood out to you the most in the disappointing performance by Arizona last evening?
Well, what I would tell you is in the tournament, what makes the tournament so fantastic is the thrill of victory and the agony and the abrupt ending in defeat, if that makes sense. Because when it's over, it's done with, and it's happened so fast, and it can be agonizing just on the fact alone that you're thinking Final Four, you're thinking national championship, you have this tremendous regular season. But Zach, what is everything is said? It's the road to the Final Four. All the marketing, all these slogans, it doesn't say the road to the regular season. It doesn't say the road to 28 wins. It doesn't say the road to a top 10 ranking. So everything's about the Final Four. And when you don't get there in a position like Arizona had, being a two seed, a great opportunity on the in the West, possibly going to Glendale, Arizona for the Final Four. You know, those things, you know, you don't live those down. It makes you sick to your stomach. It makes you sick to your stomach for a long time. And look, Tommy Lloyd has done an incredible job at Arizona. He's won a whole heck of a lot of games. He's been in great positions. He'll be back there to have opportunities to be knocking on the doorstep of the Final Four. But there's no doubt this one's going to hurt for a long time because they were set up to have a great opportunity to get to Glendale, and who knows what could have happened.
In the first round, the two teams I were mystified by were obviously Auburn and Kentucky. And it's not that they just lost. It was how many easy opportunities that they had right at the rim, missing layups, missing dunks. And then you see that kind of carry over last night with not only Arizona, who couldn't hit a three, who couldn't hit a layup, but then also UNC with Baycott missing a dunk. I've never seen a tournament like this where so many teams have just missed so close to the basket, whether it's hitting the rim or just missing what I would think are easy layups, but are probably tougher than what people would think just watching on the couch.
Well, two things to your point. Number one is that dunk that Baycott missed yesterday or last night was a big miss. If you notice the time and the score, the situation, it was a big swing for him to miss that. I mean, that's demoralizing and deflating for the team, for the player. I mean, it can take the air out of you. And I think it did that to Carolina. But to the second point on what you said, and it's a very good observation by you, as you mentioned about Auburn, as you mentioned about Kentucky, as you mentioned, Carolina and Arizona last night missed a lot of three-point shot attempts. But to, for example, to beat a team like UConn or to beat a team like Purdue or to beat a team like Houston or to beat a Clemson or an Oakland or a Yale, you know, or an Alabama, it's almost like a football analogy, Zach. You've got to control the line of scrimmage. And what's the line of scrimmage in basketball? You've got to be, you got to win the points in the paint battle. You got to not turn it over, and you've got to, and you've got to win the rebounding battles on both ends, offensively and defensively. You've got to have a combination of all three, and then it starts with winning the points in the paint battle and not turning it over. And I guarantee you, if you looked on those games that you just mentioned, the teams with those losses, they did not control the line of scrimmage. And it's very similar in football. If you don't win the line of scrimmage, it's hard to win win against an opponent that's darn near equal or a little better than you. And that's why to beat a UConn, to beat a Houston, to beat those type of teams, as I mentioned, you know, teams are going to have to win the line of scrimmage. And what is the line of scrimmage in basketball? That's points in the paint, to your point, making layups, making short shots, controlling the boards, and then most importantly, not turning the ball over. Last night, to start the game versus Arizona Clemson, I mean, Clemson had 11 points off of Arizona's turnovers right at the beginning part of the game. And those things end up just biting in the rear when you're at that point and you're trying to advance, and every possession, it's so hard to win and every possession is so magnified. It's all about, as you mentioned, basically controlling the line of scrimmage.
Josh Pastor here with us. UConn knew what the goal was before the season started, and they were absolutely dominant in the regular season. And when you have a long winning streak, I think the pressure only intensifies. I look back in February, I think the best thing to happen to them is that they got blown out up against Creighton. Not that they needed it, but I think it just kind of makes you focus more in as a program. It actually gives a coach something that he can actually be critical about it. It's not just something that maybe you're exaggerated. What do you think that loss did for UConn? Because going into this tournament, I don't see how anyone beats them. And now, knowing they're in the Elite Eight, and I have a lot of respect for Brad Underwood in Illinois, I still don't know how anyone beats UConn.
Yeah, here's what I would tell you. You're right. That loss that they had versus Creighton was, they got kind of punched in the mouth, and I think it allowed them to kind of recenter and maybe re-listen to Coach Hurley. I mean, if that's in a way, I'm not a big believer that there's no good things coming out of losing when, you know, everyone says, well, that could, but maybe for that situation, based on that team, that could have been a positive. I think the only way UConn is not winning this tournament, and again, I've picked Houston to win the whole thing. I love Houston, but when you watch what UConn is doing, it's hard to pick against them. And initially, I thought, even coming into this tournament, I thought Iowa State could give them a run for their money in the Elite Eight. Obviously, that's out with Iowa State losing. What I would tell you is this. I think the only way UConn is not winning is if it's a close game in the tournament, meaning that if it's under 3 minutes, under 2 minutes, and you're in a one or two possession game. Why is that? Because in the last nine games of the NCAA tournament, they have completely destroyed, smashed teams. They've had all stress-free games. There's been no stress they've had. And now you're down in the final three games to do something that is to win a championship is rarefied air. To try to go back to back is in another stratosphere. And you're three games away from that. And they know it. They feel it. The players know it. They're on social media. You can't hide it from them. Coach Hurley knows it. You know, they win another. He's going to the Hall of Fame. I mean, there's a lot at stake. The only way I don't think they're winning it is if it becomes a possession game, because they haven't been in one of those in the tournament. And they haven't been in one of those in a long time. In fact, Coach Hurley said last night in his press conference, we're just not real good in close games. That's why we just want to smash everybody in the margin of victory. So that's going to be the key. Can they handle a close game situation? Let me tell you this. I was part of the Arizona team that won the national championship in 1997. We were the best team coming back in 1998. And we lost to Utah in the Elite Eight to Rick Majerus. They played that triangle in two. We couldn't make shots. And I say all that to say we got a little tight. We knew what was at stake, the pressure. So I think that's what UConn has to avoid, because they are so close to reaching that more than a rarefied air type of feat, something that's, as I mentioned, another universe to do that in sports in general. Forget just college basketball, just in sports in general, of all sports. So can a team hang close within 2 to 3 minutes in a possession game will UConn be able to handle that and not get themselves tight or you know, wired in a way where they just feel the pressure and it doesn't go their direction?
Coach Josh Pastner here with us. You know, it's kind of funny the way that you just threw it out there, because we were talking about Kentucky and Auburn, and right, those are the Cinderella teams, like an Oakland and a Yale, your traditional Cinderella teams. But it's almost, and I know it's not going to be looked at this way, but every team in this tournament to UConn, it's like a Cinderella story. And you know what it's like when you're in one of those games and you're in these neutral site. I know they're going to have everyone pulling for them in Boston, but you get into those games, and if the Cinderella team's alive with 5 minutes to go, the entire building flips and pulls for Cinderella. Like, I know that's disrespectful to say to Houston and Duke and all these other schools, but everyone in this tourney feels like Cinderella to UConn.
No, I think you're right. You're right on that. And you know what's interesting? Me doing the work that I've done in TV, being up in the Northeast, the different networks that I've worked with, all the different networks, I've realized in the Northeast, there's a lot of Syracuse fans and there's a lot of UConn fans, you know? And so you're 100% right. They're going to have the building filled with UConn fans for the majority part. However, if it gets tight and it comes down and things are not going their way, you're 100% right. Even though the crowd might be the minority of the Fighting Illini and the Illinois fans, they will be loud and can overtake that arena just based on the enthusiasm and excitement, because people like to see the champion knocked off. That's just the reality in sports. I mean, people want to, that's why it's so hard not only to win a championship, but to try to go back to back. And you're exactly right. So whether that happens in the Elite Eight, semifinals, or finals. But right now, UConn, I'm just telling you, I don't see the weakness of them other than what the situation is just if it's a close game. Because, Zach, they haven't – I mean, look at the margin of victories that they've had in the tournament over these last year and a half, the 2 years they've been, you know, they've been in. It's just – you don't,
but we said it the other day, is anyone going to be able to get within 10 points against them?
No, and then you've covered back, you know this, you always have to go through a game where it's like just a grind out, you're not playing well, it's an ugly game, you get, you know,
yeah,
you're down like the last minute and you not somehow miraculously, they haven't encountered that yet, which is incredible.
You know what it was? It was Northwestern. They didn't shoot well and they still won by 20 points. They are. It's crazy.
I mean, that's a great point. I mean, it was over. Yeah. They didn't play well. I don't think they played well. And it was literally Danny Hurley had stress. He got his son in the game. You know what I mean? I mean, it was a stress-free game. I mean, it's not normal. This is not a normal occurrence of how UConn is accomplishing what they're accomplishing. So credit to Coach Hurley and his staff.
I want to ask you about Coach Cal at Kentucky. We know he's coming back. That was announced the other day. What does Cal need to change to win a championship again at Kentucky?
Well, look, I would tell you this. I was telling everyone, people are asking me left and right. I'm like, first of all, they're not firing Coach John Calipari. I mean, he's owed almost $34 million. And it was going to fire John Calipari, which was not happening, which had been ludicrous to happen. It was impossible to happen. But I told people to if they were going to let him go, that's a $50 million deal, because you have to pay John Calipari. Then you've got to buy out a new coach. Then you've got to pay the new coach and his – not happening. That's $50 million when it's all said. No, not happening. So here's my thing. Look, everyone thought Kentucky had a real shot this year because of their talent level. There were some games where they were fantastic. But there's no doubt about it. And Jay Wright mentioned it on, you know, after the Kentucky played, and other people have mentioned it. Look, he's not going to recruit the best high school players in America. And when people say, hey, don't recruit those guys, he's going to recruit those guys, because if he doesn't, they're the best players in America. Somebody's recruiting them. Duke's recruiting them. He's recruiting them. UConn's recruiting them. But he has to get older guys along with those guys that are really good shot makers. He's got to get shot makers from the perimeter. And I just think, look at a guy like Reed Shepard. He's really good. He's probably a lottery pick, but he did not play real well in that game. He maybe froze up. He just didn't play well. He's a freshman. DJ Wagner was the Wagner kid was the number one recruit in the country. He didn't look like he belonged on the floor versus Oakland, if that made sense. My point being, is it's just you've got to have older guys with him. I think that's the biggest thing. And people say, well, he's had that in the past. Yeah, but it's more so than the front court. He's got to have really good older perimeter guys. And I think he's going to make that adjustment in some of the guys that he can recruit this offseason that's in the portal. I would expect him to he knows that he's got to get back to the Final Four, and he's going to be as motivated as ever to do that for next season.
Last thing I'll ask you, Coach Josh Pastor, when you look at the four games tonight, NC State, Marquette, Gonzaga, Purdue, Duke, Houston, Creighton, Tennessee, using your coaching cap, what's your biggest takeaway? What's the biggest thing you're most excited to see play on out tonight?
Well, look, I think there's a lot of good games. I think the two games that stick out, of the four, one is Purdue-Gonzaga. Gonzaga's playing really well, but just like UConn trying to win back-to-back, think about the pressure on Purdue. They've got the best player in the country in Zach Edey, two-time National Player of the Year. We know what happened last year, then having the early exit. It's for Purdue, they back-to-back Big Ten champions. We all know in the basketball community, Matt Painter is one of the greats to do it. They've had such great success, but as I mentioned earlier, you are judged on what you do in the road into the Final Four in March. They've got to get to Glendale, Arizona. So there's a lot at stake, and taking advantage of having the very best player in college basketball on your team. Their two guards, Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer, are older. They're not freshmen. Braden Smith's one of the top point guards in the country. I think watching that game is a big game because Gonzaga's been playing at a high level. Because everyone picked McNeese State as a possible team that could beat them, and they kind of just have run through teams right now. Gonzaga in this late stretch here, they've been really, really good, and Purdue's been good. I mean, they demolished Utah State, which was a really good Utah State team. And the second game that I think that's really intriguing is NC State Marquette, because of two reasons. NC State was about 10 days ago. Kevin Keats, who I love dearly and should never have been on the hot seat, was on the hot seat.
Yeah. Now he's got an extension.
He might get a lifetime contract the way this is going. So, and they're really hot right now. And I think Marquette's really good, but DJ Burns,
stud.
He's a unique, unorthodox, outside the box type of matchup because of the way he plays, where he catches the ball, how he can pass, his feet, his hands. So I think those two things are intriguing. Look, all four games are going to be really good.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Hey, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. Tourney time is here. Mike Mullenny and I are going through every matchup of the Big Dance over on the podcast. We're talking sides, totals, mix in a reckless parlay every now and then. Come on, it's fun. We've got tourney trends, futures plays, who wins the national title, something for every bettor and every sports fan. Region by region, game by game, however you want to digest it, it's there. Download Cash the Ticket today. It's on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I just those kind of storylines for tonight will be the most interesting for me.
Coach, always great to catch up with you. Appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Be well, all right?
Anytime. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture. Maestro is an Oscar-nominated movie Bradley Cooper's in, and I'm sure it's a perfect quality, well-done movie, but it looks a little boring. Honestly, I fell asleep during the billboard. Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
eBay Motors es tu socio seguro. Con trabajo, piezas nuevas y mucha pasión, transformaste una carrocería oxidada con 100,000 millas en un vehículo totalmente singular. Juegos de frenos, faros, lo que necesites, eBay Motors lo tiene. Con Guaranteed Fit de eBay, te aseguras que la pieza le quede a tu carro a la primera o se te devuelve tu dinero. Y a estos precios, quemas llantas y no dinero. Mantén vivo ese espíritu de Ride or Die, baby, en eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. Solo para artículos elegibles. Se aplican restricciones.